It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting sick from a fart. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us barely. It barely happened tonight on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. Barely happened tonight. I'm your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined on the phone by the man whose home decor was done by the gay dolphin, Mr. Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hi. How you doing? How's it going, pal?
It's going well, Joe. And the fighting fissure, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. We're back. Not together, but we are back doing our little pandemic-y type thing. Not near each other. One day that'll end. On the show, a Texas hair salon owner is thrown in jail for being open when she was supposed to be closed due to COVID-19. A mayor wants citizens to shame people for not wearing a mask. That wouldn't have worked on Zorro. The governor of Iowa is opening up the state and saying no unemployment benefits if you refuse to work. Georgia and Wisconsin are giving teen drivers licenses without passing their road test. Joe has some very strong feelings about that. You'll know if you read his blog this week. And a brand new fart story as we try to drop some knowledge on whether farting can spread COVID-19, and we'll do some scammers with Lacey. How is everybody tonight?
Good.
Cranky.
You're cranky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can kind of tell it in your voice. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't feel particularly great. My cat doesn't feel good. I'm sick of my boss again.
Again?
Cranky.
Again implies it stopped at some point, and then it restarted.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was the wrong way to put it. No, continuously.
That's a constant.
Continuously.
Yeah. All right, I wanted to get to conspiracy theories again, because there's some new ones I wanted to discuss. But before we do that, what's going on, little Pip?
Out of sorts. Not that I will give you the whole build-up again, but our poor constipated kitty was back at it, and this weekend we had to bring him to the vet ER, a different one, because the same problem. He is like the John Wayne of cats.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I can't take a shit, partner.
That's the worst analogy ever.
No, John Wayne died with about 40 pounds of fecal matter in his colon.
Wait, what now? What are you talking about?
How do you
about?
Know that?
Joe, look who you're talking to. If there's one thing she has an area of expertise in, it's shit.
Yeah, what can I tell you? What can I tell you, Pip? I couldn't take a shit.
I think it was all those steaks.
You would think of riding around on a horse would loosen all of that up, yeah.
You'd think. You would hope that, like, I don't know, the occasional potato would push it down. I don't know. But he was apparently pretty impacted at his demise. And our poor little kitty was, John Wayne, depending on which product's info you're reading, was found to have anywhere from 40 to 80 pounds of impacted matter in his colon.
Oh, my God. How do you even do that?
I don't even know.
And you know, somebody was able to scale. Hey, why don't we do this before we put him in the casket? Let's measure the Duke's shit. You know.
You know what? Yeah, I'll say this. I'll say this. John Wayne puts the Duke in Dookie. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I am sorry. I just snoped it because I never thought of to look it up before because it was just something that popped in my head as I was saying it. But it turns out that it's false.
You never thought to look it up before, like you went against the grain. Like, you know, I will be the one person that doesn't know how much shit was in John Wayne when he died. I'm gonna be that avant-garde person who has no clue and doesn't want to know how much shit he had in his bowel. Everybody else wants to know, but not me. I don't care.
Well, apparently it is not true, but I am not the only sicko that knew this. Or thought they knew this because it wound up on Snopes.
So people were spreading a rumor that John Wayne died with 40 pounds of crap in his colon.
Yes.
What type of commie bastard spreads that type of rumor about an American hero like John Wayne?
Yeah, I don't even know where something like that starts.
You know who does that? You know who did it? I'll tell you who did it. Putin. He puts the poo in Putin.
I must find out how much shit is in John Wayne when he died, Karamaz. Find that out. Yes. No, we don't battle an election. We do not worry about election. We need to find out how much the poop is inside of John Wayne when he died.
I like how Joe's Putin sounds a little bit like Dracula.
I was actually enjoying that, too.
I need to find out how much poop was in John Wayne's when they shit, just in case I go into the graveyard and have to find out, go after the Duke. Now that's Dracula.
I got to tell you, we've done a lot of these shows. We've started them all sorts of ways, you know, ranting, screaming, almost crying with jokes, talking about what we're going to get into. I never thought we were going to start talking about John Wayne's shit. I got to be honest with you. It kind of blindsided
me. Never in a million years. But Pip was like, I don't care. Pip, I don't even want to discuss it.
Pip's like, I don't like the direction of this show. I want to create.
Yes.
That's right. But, you know, it was something that I don't even know. It might have been something that my brother referenced.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, guys, I have a story. You know how that turkey is stuffed in the ass? You know who else was stuffed in the ass? John Wayne. That's who.
gather around the fire, everyone. I've got a story.
It really does sound like something that he would have brought up.
I like how you realize you're not really getting a sympathetic ear, and you throw your brother under the bus immediately.
No, actually, I wasn't throwing him under the bus. I was trying to give him credit.
Really? 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 I'm having a keystroke. Really?
Yeah, having a keystroke.
You are.
Yeah.
You're giving him credit for making up a bullshit story about human shit in an American icon's ass. That's where you give him credit. You know, my brother taught me how to love. No, that's not him. My brother taught me how to fish. No, that's not him. My brother taught me what it means to be a good sibling. No, that's not him. My brother told me a bullshit story about how much crap there was in John Wayne's ass. That's him.
Right. And since we're on the subject, Jimmy Stewart once took a piss for 7 minutes. I can't seem to stop. I keep pissing. I don't know what's happening. I just got to keep going. I expect to be wrong.
I feel like you just dropped that in just so you could prove that you have yet one more impression in your repertoire.
Yeah, but the problem is it kind of faded into Walter Brennan at the end.
I kind of got Don Knotts. I got Don Knotts through the whole thing.
Oh, that's true, man. You heard about that truth about John Wayne, ain't you? Well, what's that, Barn? He tell you 40 pounds of shit inside of him. Now, Barn.
See, here's Joe's theory on impressions. He's going to do everyone that's dead because he figures we won't remember if they're accurate or not.
It's a safe bet because he's not going to have that problem that Kathy Griffin always had when she ran into somebody that she talked shit about.
Look at it. Look at it. Everything comes back to shit. She almost got off the topic. Boom. She couldn't talk trash or talked about. She had to throw shit in there. You're obsessed.
it's a very useful word.
Oh,
it covers so many grounds.
My God, apparently not under John Wayne.
No. So, you know, it might have been Mr. Helix who told me that story. I really can't remember.
Look at this, Joe. Every man in her life, she is throwing under the bus because she has a shit fixation.
Really? I just don't remember who told me that, but I was going with it. I mean, not that I was walking around spreading that around, but it was something that was in my head.
You know what's going to happen, Joe? You know what's going to happen? At the next Wynwood gathering, yes, Pip, I saw your post. At the next Wynwood gathering, she's going to regale her friends with this story, but then she's going to blame one of us for it. That's what she does.
Yeah. You know what those
Absolutely.
Two guys are telling us on my show?
What?
You know what the two guys that I do my show with said? Yeah. Totally yeah. Under the bus. We're not there to go bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, see? He's bringing it right back to shit, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a track record. I mean, that's kind of your niche.
Well, it was going to be when I rolled out my workshopping 7 minutes of shit at that open mic many, many years ago that I've never lived down.
That's true. I did dub it the 7 minutes of shit, didn't I?
You did.
Look at me at the marketing.
Thank you for thinking of a title for it. Thank you.
All right. So John Wayne did not die full of crap. We'll move on from that.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
So your cat is
and nor did the kidding.
But your cat is having issues. Apparently you're not rubbing its tushy enough.
Well, you know what? That was an idea, but it's not good enough because apparently he has some kind of problem with his colon is expanded.
Oh,
don't even want to know.
I got to tell you, this pussy is very popular in the village.
You know what? I'm thinking, no, it's probably not, because it's not tight enough anymore.
Look at Pip knowing what gay men want.
Can't you give him a laxative?
Are you kidding? Now he's getting laxative upon laxative. When this kitty blows, it's going to be something really frightening.
When I blow, it's going to be really frightening because I'm going to have a lot of booze in me.
he had to go to the kitty ER again and get taken care of. And now we're filling him up with laxatives and all kinds of mushy food so that he learns how to poop by himself again.
What do you mean learns how to poop by himself?
His body has not figured out how to push it through. I don't know what happened to him, but all of a sudden he is just not pushing it all the way through. So he just developed this rock hard lump of poop stuck inside that couldn't come out. We're just like miralaxing him to death.
What goes on at your house?
What do you feed him?
We just
gravel.
Feed him normal cat food.
Now you're feeding him gravel and paste.
Yeah, really. How old is this cat?
I've never heard of an animal forgetting how to shit. It's one of the things they're really good at. Not where you want them to, but they're good at it. They're so good at it, they'll wipe their little ass all over the carpet. That's how good it is. But not your cat. What do you beat? What do you stare at the cat while he's taking a shit, making him paranoid?
What I would do is, Davin, I would have your cat Maui go visit her cat and have a chat.
No.
Because when Maui comes down, it's all business.
No, okay. Joe, because you know what will happen? You know what will happen? Pip will get a hold of Maui, and then my cat will be afraid to shit, too. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Why don't you go? Because I heard things. I heard she's overtaking the house. Now I'm afraid to shit.
My God. Why don't you clean the litter, you woman? Clean the woman. Clean the litter. Then he'll shit.
No, that's not the problem. The other cat's have no problem shitting.
Well, maybe he wants his own litter box.
No, it's not that he's afraid to. Something's happened to his colon that isn't pushing it along. You know, peristalsis is the contractions of the colon that pushes poop out of beings, you know, mammals.
Oh my
God! And his peristalsis.
Let me get a pencil so I can jot this down.
What an awful start!
Got it. Right.
What an awful start to a show that bears my name.
I think it's fitting.
Yeah, peristalsis usually waits for no man, but it is halted on this kitty.
You want to look that up on Snopes to make sure?
No, I know this is true.
I thought Paris Stolzis. I thought it was a Treaty of 45. Sorry about that. Okay.
I thought it was Paris Hilton's sister.
The smart
Somebody's
one.
Somebody probably named their kid this by accident.
Oh, my God. So how long has this been going on?
Well, let's see. This weekend was problem number two with number two. And 2 weeks ago was problem number one with number two.
Oh, my God.
Well, turkey baster and fill it with warm water and stick it in his asshole and then just squeeze. Maybe that'll help.
You're not trying to make gravy. What is wrong with you?
I don't know about that.
More gravy, Joe?
Now we're chasing him down the house because we have to squirt medicine in his mouth twice a day, and so he's already getting completely paranoid when he sees us. So
well, that's too bad. He's going to get squirted. Medicine's going to get squirted in his mouth until something gets squirted out the other end.
that's what's happening.
Wow.
And, I really am not really. I stop on the other end when it gets to wiping his butt with a wet paper towel or baby wipe to try to get things moving. Once that didn't work, my work here is done. I am not going in. I'm not going in with a miner's helmet with a little light and no.
You know what? It might be time. It might be
polishing his asshole like it's a Bentley, waiting for something to come out the bonnet.
You know what? It might be time to be a team player. Use a little tongue. Use a little tongue. Get the cat purring.
Never.
Never. Oh, it could happen. You'll stick anything in your mouth. You'll suck on Joe's feet. You'll stick anything in your mouth.
My cat's butt is where I draw the line, apparently.
I beg to differ. I bet. You know what? You would do it and then blame it on your brother, but you would do it.
Right.
No, he likes pussy, but not that kind.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, that was horrible.
You asked.
No, I really didn't.
You kind of did.
I didn't know it was going down that road. I did not. Last time you had tinsel. This time you just smeared an American icon with shit and worked it into your cat story. You're just a terrible human being. You're just a terrible human being.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you feed him more tinsel, and this way it gets down there and it wraps around the turd, and then the tinsel comes out his asshole and you pull it out.
No, it would just kind of sit there behind the meteorite and not push. It would just sit there and add to it.
Oh my god. Yeah. All right.
I said meteorite. I should have said asteroid.
All right. Are we done? Are we done with your cat's butt?
After asteroid, yeah, we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Pip, or can I move on?
Please move on.
Unlike the cat's bowels. Anyway.
Oh, I was talking to the cat.
Oh, God. For those just...
So what are you telling them, push?
For those push? Just tuning in, we opened our show with Pip Helic lying about an American icon, John Wayne, saying he died with 40 pounds of crap in his colon. And then she nicely segued that into her cat not being able to shit. This has been a fucking terrible beginning. It has been. And I thought, we'll do something different. We'll do Can Farting Spread the Virus? We haven't done a fart story in a while. I had no idea Pip was going to open with this.
Yeah. No, I wanted to bookend.
Yeah. Wow. Ugh. All right. So last week, I feel nauseated. Anyway, last week, we talked about conspiracy theories, right?
Yes.
There's more. So a friend of mine, who's been a friend since high school, she posts some lengthy statement that's attributed to Trey Gowdy. You guys know who Trey Gowdy is?
No.
Former Republican congressman. He was pretty well known. He didn't run this last time, but he did a lot of the looking into the Benghazi and all those. He was the head of one of those things. So
I can't believe I don't remember his name at all.
He kind of has a head like Beaker.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That cleared it up for you?
I have a picture in my head of him now.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a nice southern accent, head like Beaker?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I don't know what that was. Maybe the cat just passed something. I don't know what that was.
Beaker made these high-pitched noises.
Anyway, so the thing says that, so the post attributed to Trey Gowdy says this is all, COVID-19 is a conspiracy to get Donald Trump because the economy is doing so well and stuff like that. We discussed that stuff last week. But now there's this lengthy post attributed to Trey Gowdy. And, you know, I point out that it makes no sense. I point out a lot of things that we talked about last week and, you know, that we've always had these things and how disasters like this are opportunities for leaders. All that stuff we went over. And I said other countries don't care enough about Biden or Trump to kill their own people and ruin their own economies. It's not like there's a new world power going, aha, this COVID-19 had finally brought them all to their knees. Russia, China, America, all to their knees. Nobody's standing like that. I mean, hell, the guy you thought would do that, the guy from North Korea, he was MIA for several weeks. So nobody's celebrating right. this.
Well, you couldn't the way where they would figure if he's bringing these other countries down, as a lot of people claim people don't like Trump as it is in other countries, it could have the world go against us, you know. But it's not
our virus. So
I understand that, but and we're talking hypothetically.
You're talking hypothetically. People believe this shit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like I said, that it seems a little ironic, you know. And China, I mean, people will with China's going to kill other people. They're like, yeah, China has no human rights at all.
And what about England and Italy and Spain?
Those, yeah. What about them? You know,
they're all killing people to get Trump too.
Yeah, they don't like. You know, I mean, and like I said, you know, possibly.
Really? Possibly. Okay. So then I will have to do to you what I did to them. I go, okay. So they said it was the Democrats. You're saying it's other countries. So for this, I said, okay, so the Democrats plotted this thing to get Donald Trump. So what they did was, to get Donald Trump, they released the virus in China, in Wuhan, where those people had no warning. The people of Wuhan had no warning. They just got wiped out. We had several months to warning, but they said he's gonna fuck it up, he's not gonna do anything, we're gonna get this Donald Trump by starting the virus in China. Why wouldn't they start at the White House?
Yeah, why wouldn't they start it in America?
If it was a conspiracy, my conspiracy was not the Democrats, my conspiracy is it was China. If I was all in on it, I would say it was China, not the Democrats.
But they're saying it's the Democrats. I'm seeing a lot of this. Here's what concerns me. We now think so poorly of the other side. If you're one to have sides where I'm team red, you're team blue, vice versa, whatever. We now think so poorly of the other side that we now believe they would slaughter citizens of this country and the world in order to get the political opponent out of power. That's what people are thinking. That's where they're convinced. If that's what people really think, if there's a lot of those people, I don't know if there is or there isn't, but if there's a lot of those people, pack it up, kids. America's done. If that's what...
Well, it's just a fringe on that. And
but I don't know, Joe. I don't know if it's just a fringe.
You could say it's a dark state thing, and it could be a dark state thing. And like I said, I am, you know, if we're going to go there and speculate and analyze, you could look at it that way. I mean, you know, just to raise an eyebrow that it just seems a little bit ironic, you know, you take a look at it. I mean, there are other factors, you know, but just to look at it that way, it just seems very ironic. Why and why now? And that's why you look at it. Why and why now? If it was 2 years ago, all right. And I'm just speculating.
Joe, if it happened right when he got into office, you could have made the argument. I'm not saying you would have, but you would have made the argument. Aha! As soon as he got into office, the Democrats released us. That's how much they made Trump. No matter when it happens, if you're of that mind, you could come up with a reason for it.
But here's the deal. I don't think, like I said, my whole conspiracy thing right now. If I was going to go the conspiracy route, I would be blaming China and not the Democrats. The Democrats are missing a key opportunity here with the whole Me Too thing. I hate to get off the subject, but I just want to throw it out there as well because I find it interesting. The Democrats have a heck of a problem with Biden, you know, and you could think that they're probably going to get somebody in there. You would think with the Me Too thing, that whole thing with Tara Reid accusing Joe Biden of that, you would think if he really wanted to make the change, he could rally around, hey, you know what, he can't be in there, get him out. And that's their perfect excuse to get another candidate in there.
Joe Biden's not getting replaced. He's not getting replaced. It's not happening. For better or for worse, Joe Biden is the Democratic candidate. For better or for worse, this virus just happened. It was not done to get Donald Trump. but anyway, so I don't know. If you go by social media, there seems to be a lot of conspiracy theorists out there. But I don't know if I don't know if that's really true or not. But whatever it is, whatever the number is, there's a good there's a portion. I won't say a good portion because I don't know the numbers. There's a portion of this country that is too far gone. Just forget it. It was, now we saw something similar after 9/11 when you had conspiracy theorists saying that it was George W. Bush and that administration who took down the towers themselves because it couldn't explode this way, that, the other thing. And that was some of the things, and I thought that was obnoxious and stupid and wrong. But it seems to be there's a lot more of this.
Well, here's the reason why. It's social media. We never had social media like this before. It was in its infancy when 9/11 happened. And think about let's go back to 1941, okay, when we got attacked. There was a whole thing that Roosevelt knew the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. Can you imagine social media back then? You know, there would be a whole thing about it back then, you know. The social media, it is freedom of speech, where you could shoot anything out there and, you know, people take it at face value, you know, or they don't, you know, so you're going to get a lot of that.
Here's another one that was on my Facebook page. Another person who believes this whole COVID-19 thing is some type of hoax, I guess. So I'm going back and forth with him. He went so far as to say that only Dems get the virus. At which point, I quickly pointed out, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Katie Miller, who's Mike Pence's press secretary, and the wife of Stephen Miller, who's one of Donald Trump's top aides. So this is what's out there. There are people's brains that are so addled with paranoia and hate and distrust of their fellow citizens that they can't even look at something that we've always had, illness, as just being something we're dealing with. There has to be something behind it.
Here's the deal. A lot of people, I mean, our job on our show is to look at things, analyze it, go back and forth with it. That's us. You know, there's a lot of people that go out there, they'll see something, they'll post it, and they'll just go off of that.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? We need to start taking away some rights. How do you like that shit? Enough with the fucking free speech.
Away freedom of speech. No, you take it. I was on Facebook over the weekend.
You never.
And they were talking about the conspiracy thing, and I said, even though it's a conspiracy thing, because some guy goes, well, if you don't, you know, only people that look at conspiracy don't look at the complexities of things. And I go, so you're saying that you can't even look at what could possibly be a conspiracy and then shoot it apart with the complexity of things. You just don't want to even to see the ironic things are and go, look, it could be this and this and this. And then you take those complexities of your point and then point it against that. But you're not even saying don't even do that. Don't even think of bringing up the fact it could be.
Because here's why, Joe. Because here's why. They're not coming up with these things with research. They're not going, here's something to think about. I researched it. What about this, that, the other thing? They're reposting people's YouTube shit that they're making in their basement in front of a shower curtain and going, aha! So they're not even doing the thinking. They're just regurgitating bullshit without the critical thinking of picking it apart because it aligns with their fear or their team or it aligns with something. It makes them feel better. I posted this on Facebook today. today's conspiracy theorists is basically the equivalent of what ancient civilizations did before, was when they would throw a virgin over the volcano to appease the gods because there was an earthquake. It's like, we can't explain this shit, but if we do this, we're going to feel a lot better because now we feel like we have control over it. If you can point to the Democrats or China or the boogeyman or whoever, you go, all right, now I know who the enemy is. Now I can control it. When in fact, the reality is we're behind the eight ball. We can't control it. We're trying to learn about it. Shitty things are happening. And 99.9% of the people are not benefiting. Amazon has benefited. The workers of Amazon have not benefited, but Amazon, the company, has benefited. So, okay. So then give me Jeff Bezos. Give me Jeff Bezos, which I can pull apart. But then they go Bill Gates. Bill Gates, who at the second half of his life, not in the second half, since he's retired, has done more things to help impoverished people and donate so much of his millions and millions of dollars to charities and causes, things that we used to aspire to. You know, if I ever had money, I would try to solve this problem or that problem. That's the guy they want to attack now. Are you fucking kidding me? What is wrong with people? Now, I'm not saying Bill Gates is an angel, but because I don't know him. But I don't think he's going to start a pandemic to make money off of fucking vaccine. You know the one thing Bill Gates does not need? Fucking money. But they're not even open to it. So that's why I say enough with the free fucking free speech, because they're not thinking. I'm tired of idiots babbling.
Yeah, you have the right, let them think like that and let you think the way you do. Okay? Because that's called free speech.
But Joe, here's the problem. We have made the mistake of giving everybody's opinion equal weight. You know what? Here's the thing. My opinion on a virus should not get the same credibility as, say, Fauci. It just shouldn't. Fauci's opinion on stand-up comedy should not get the weight as mine. It just shouldn't. We all have areas of expertise. Now, you can certainly educate yourself, and I told you guys this last week when I've been telling people when they babble on and all. I go read papers by the people who study viruses and epidemics. Those fuckers. I knew how to say it last week.
Check out what they have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I do that too. Yeah, all right.
Epidemiologist. There it is. Epidemiologist. There it is. But they don't want to do that because that's hard work. It's much easier to repost a YouTube video from some guy in front of a shower curtain. I can't take it anymore. And here's the problem. Here, because I love this country, even though it's more flawed than it has been in a while. I love this. This is not a path for us to stay number one, become number one. Wherever you think America is, I'm not going to argue that with you right now. But it is not a path for us to succeed if we have too many people who every time we try to make progress, and progress is science and knowledge. That's how you get ahead. Why were we so good in the 70s, 80s, and 90s? Because we had the technology from NASA who put a fucking man in the moon. That's why. I mean, that's how we've gotten so many things from space travel. But if you think everything is a hoax and everybody's out to get me and there's always a boogeyman, you can never get behind truly fascinating things that the average person like myself can't understand. I have no idea how we got a space shuttle into orbit. I mean, I know there was a big rocket underneath it, but I couldn't explain it. But if I was so full of myself, like so many of these wing nuts out there, I go, now here's what it is. You fill it up with helium. You go to the dollar store. You got to get a lot. It's going to be like $100, $112. You get enough fucking helium. You put them in the rockets. You fucking light a match, and there you go. I mean, that's what these people sound like, Joe.
Well, no, even worse is the ones that say that was a movie set. And we never landed on the moon. That's scary to me.
But, you know, it's just, but listen, I worry for this country because we have too many people that think they're experts on everything. The same person who failed fucking earth science in high school is now an expert on where a virus came from. That person.
It's people's opinion, okay? If you go to a cocktail party, Facebook is, you know, social media is nothing but a big cocktail party where you talk about stuff. You know, and for everybody's got their opinion on
it. Joe, opinions are fine, but some things are fact. Your opinion don't matter when I got fucking facts. How do you get facts?
Science, testing. You're denying that exchange by saying some people shouldn't say anything.
Because they're stupid.
No, they're stupid. They still have the right to say what they have to say. It goes back to what I was saying over the weekend on that guy. You have the right. There's a lot of complex issues. Yeah. So you bring up what you think may be ironic, and then you take all the facts around it and shoot holes through it. You have that right. That's the exchange.
But, Joe, I have no problem with people shooting holes in it. I got no problem. But, you know, science, it's called the scientific method. You put your work out there, and then other scientists try to replicate it and reproduce it.
But you're free to go to those people you're frustrated with and tell them that.
But they don't listen.
Well, that's up to them. Then that's their problem. It's their right not to listen.
Oh, my God. It's just, obviously, I don't mean we have to take away their free speech. Obviously, I don't mean that. I'm saying it for effect. But it's just like, you know, there's not always, I said it last week, there's not always a boogeyman. Sometimes shit just is. And if we're going to get through it together, we got to work together. I completely support other scientists and doctors who are doing the work, you know, criticizing the approach. If, you know, they have the credentials. I got no problem with that. I don't think Fauci or Birx or whoever is God is the end-all be-all. I have no problem with other professionals critiquing it, doing the scientific method. I do have it when the drunk at the end of the bar does it. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, but it's, you know, you're saying that we all have to work together. You know what? Apparently the whole damn country has been on this lockdown, you know, and we, you know, so basically we have been doing what we have to do. We've taken our whole way of life, our whole freedoms, our freedom to work, and we put it to the side for this as
yeah.
a country.
It sucks. So, it sucks a bag of dicks.
I mean, and you're gonna have but you're gonna have that fringe, you know. So you can't.
But that's the thing. I don't know how.
Working as a cut, we have been for the past 2 months.
No, you're right. The majority of the people do. I just don't know how big the fringe is.
But like I said, you just answered the majority. You can't have out of any group. You're going to have a majority, and then you're going to have a right fringe and a left fringe. And that's what you got.
But I don't,
you're never going to change it. That's the way it's always going to be. It's been there since the beginning of man.
The problem is that we have people who are taking action based on their opinion rather than on scientific fact. We have armed militias walking into...
Because, you know, let them. You know, I mean, you can't... Look,
no.
People, you can't
I don't care if they drink Drano.
You can't help
I don't care
people.
I know, but their actions are now impinging on other people. When you're in a pandemic, people are passing along information and passing along behaviors that are against what they need to do to not affect and infect other people. Just because your opinion, Mr., you know, Farmer Dud, whoever I'm talking about, just because your opinion is that we don't need to wear any of these coverings on our mouths, well, that
wow! Why did they hold on? Why did they get a Southern accent? Wow!
That's my own prejudice.
Okay, it's like wow, we're just going after the South on that one. Okay.
You know what? Yes, I'm sorry.
Go on.
Sorry, South, but you know, that is one of my prejudices.
Okay, all right.
But I'm saying that it's not. You can't have people acting on a matter of their opinion when their opinion is not scientific and their opinion, their behavior based on their own opinion, which is wrong. Talk about it at a cocktail party, but cover your goddamn mouth because you're going to pass this virus to people because of stupidity, because it's based on opinion, not on fact.
You know, I've said it before, and then we'll move on, and your point is taken, Pip. I miss the good old days when stupid people knew they were stupid and shut the fuck up. I miss worse those days. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm not smart on a lot of things. When people are talking about quadratic equations, you know who doesn't fucking raise their hand? This guy right here. I don't say shit. I can have an opinion on numbers and letters, but it'll be fucking stupid. My opinion will be, you know, I don't like when numbers and letters mix. Then they have, like, weird fucking offspring, and they have little baby numbers and letters that are missing chromosomes. We should just fucking do away with algebra. It's ridiculous, and the fucking Republicans did it to us, and the Chinese. Actually, it might have been the Chinese or the Arabs. I'm not really fucking sure, but either way, I don't like it. See, that's a fucking stupid opinion, and I have a right to say it, but if I did say it out loud, I should be locked away.
Did you hear that? He should be locked away.
I've been locked away for 2 months.
I have too.
No,
not quite right anymore.
But I just like when stupid people knew to stay in their lane and only talked about shit they knew about.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too much to ask. It's not, you know what it is? It's not even I hate stupid people. I hate stupid people who don't know they're stupid. How do you like that? How do you like that?
Oh, yeah. That's very annoying.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And like I said, there's a lot of shit I don't know about. You know what it's like? It's like if my mechanic is working underneath the hood of my car and I'm offering opinions on what he should do. You know who doesn't know anything about how cars work? This guy right here. I'd be like, hey, why don't you try that using that Twizzler to tie it up and let's put some Gatorade in. I think my car's running a little low on electrolytes. That's probably why it doesn't have pep when I hit on the gas. I sound like a fucking asshole.
Did you put Gatorade in where the antifreeze is supposed to go?
Yeah,
does that work?
It's the same color.
Depending on the flavor. Because some of the flavors look like windshield wiper fluid. You have to be very careful which Gatorade you put in which container underneath the hood of the car. That much I know, Joe. That's the truth.
Oh, I have some of the windshield wiper fluid color Gatorade.
There you go.
It's
Frost.
Just reminded me. Thank you.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Like if I go to a mechanic and I park myself under the hood of the car, it's like me offering opinions like that. They should look at me and go, what the fuck are you doing? Why don't you go read a magazine?
Yeah. I know, but still, you know, they have the right to say something stupid.
Yes, Joe. They do have the right to say something stupid. And the mechanic should have the right to fucking slam my head underneath the fucking hood.
Well, you shooting them down is the slamming of the hood.
Yeah.
And you have that right to say that?
But here's the difference between me and them. After I get the hood slammed on my head, I'm fucking done. They just find other people who crowd around and go, that's all right. We're going to get underneath the car, too. Slam the hood on all of our heads. We don't give a shit. There's enough of us. I mean, it's just, listen, I'm not that bright. I prove that every week. I'm not that fucking bright. You just got...
I'm not arguing.
I know. It's nice. But here's where I'm smarter than these people. Here's where I'm smarter than these people. I know when to shut the fuck up.
True. The whole thing about, like, you know, they're talking quadratic equations. Yeah, I'm not raising my hand either. But I do know enough to say, know what you're saying isn't based on science. Stop yourself.
Yeah.
Please, you're embarrassing yourself.
Right, but the problem is, and to bring it back to Joe's point about social media, is you can find enough people who are as stupid as you are now so you feel fucking smart. And what you do is you eliminate all the people that are actually smart and go, well, no, here's what's wrong with that. You unfriend or block them, so you surround yourself with more stupid people. Problem. It's a real fucking problem. Everybody on this show has different areas of expertise. What there are, I couldn't possibly fucking tell you. But I know we all know different things. You know what it'd be like? It'd be like me seeing Joe play with his band and go, yeah, Joe was okay, but here's what I think you did wrong with the keyboard. You sound a little flat. Maybe if you could put your hands over there, he'd look at me like I was a fucking asshole, and he'd be absolutely right.
Yeah, oh, no, he wouldn't just look.
I think Mike and Joe will listen, and I think they're going, yeah, well, we tell them that every time.
But they know! But they don't know how to play the keyboard necessarily, but they know about music and how to create music. You know who doesn't know how to create music? This guy. I enjoy music. I like listening to music. I like seeing music. But I still know enough that I know I don't know how to create music. So I'm not going to go to Joe or any other musician and tell them what they should do better and what's wrong with them. Because I don't fucking know.
Well, that's the reason I do the stingers on the show. Because I'm a musician and a comic, and I know the timing and the music and how it works with each other. Yeah, so we'll let you on that.
I mean,
there's the thing is that everybody does have areas of expertise, and you, Davin, do not jump in because you don't want to be all Yoko about it. And the thing is that,
I don't want to sleep with Joe or any of the bandmates, so I don't know exactly what you were going for.
Joe is relieved. Yeah. No, I just mean that you don't want to be the one that's sticking their opinion in where it's not wanted and it's really not warranted. And so, I get what you're saying. But a lot of people think nowadays that everyone's opinion is of equal value. And, no, it's not.
No.
Because it depends on what subject we're talking about and how educated are you or willing to research on that topic.
Here's the thing.
Well, I was listening to Anthony Cumia's show today, and Ant was essentially saying the same thing. He goes, He goes, everybody's out there and everybody's a fucking expert. He goes, none of us are experts except the experts, but you can still speculate. You can still speculate.
Speculate is one thing. Coming up with wild conspiracy theories and completely discrediting people, that's something completely different.
You have that crazy fringe. But like I said, everybody has an opinion on somebody that's not the expert. That's how talk radio survives. Everybody, you listen to the fan and stuff like that. Well, you know what the Yankees should do, Mikey, okay, It's like my buddy Tim Gage has a great bit. It's like, I have this guy I want to work with. I did the Steinbrenners are going to come in and go by the soldering table because there's a guy here for the past 10 years that knows how to run the club,
Yeah, that's basically what that's very similar to that. When the guy who's never played sports, now you can have an opinion on it, but here's the thing, if you've never played, whatever it is, and we'll go with your sports analogy. Say I've never played baseball, which is false, but say I've never played baseball. I can have an opinion on baseball, and it might not be good. What I can do to get myself a better opinion on baseball is talk to people who are in the game, who've played it, who've succeeded. Surround myself with those people so that I allow them to educate myself so that I might have a more educated opinion. I never hit 400, but Ted Williams hit 400, and this is what Ted Williams said about hitting. Now I don't sound so fucking stupid.
Right.
I never heard one call on talk radio.
That's why I don't call in. The callers are awful.
Tony from the Bronx has never quoted Lou Gehrig.
I know. Tony from the Bronx is 350 pounds and limps is going to tell you what's wrong with Derek Jeter's footwork when he's taking the throw from second for the double play at short. Are you fucking kidding me?
The man sprained his ankle running to the lunch truck.
Running is a generous term.
Yeah.
But yes, that's what I'm saying. And I know this isn't going to change the way anybody acts, because if you're already acting that way, you're too far gone. But just sometimes, when all of us talk about things that we know deep down aren't in our wheelhouse, I hope that little voice that goes, shut the fuck up, you don't know what you're talking about, I hope you listen once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, my friend Carol's in the chat, and she said social media and the internet in general has made all these know-it-alls, and I agree.
Everybody thinks they're
a pundit now.
Oh, I'm a pundit, baby. I just don't know my area of expertise, but I'll fucking pundit away.
Look, I equate it to a dinner party. Let's take politics, for example, okay? And I think I wrote this in a blog. When I was a kid, okay, the only time I ever heard politics discussed was when my grandmother or mother talked, or when we would go to see our relatives in Brooklyn, and my mom and my uncle, my aunt, and everything, we would talk, during coffee and cake about politics. The only time I ever heard it, and that was only, maybe three or four times a year. You go on social media every day. Everybody's got their own opinion.
Well, the thing is, though, I think it was also less polarized when you were a kid now. I think people, though very passionate, disagreed and respected people with different opinions and didn't look at them as the enemy now. Like I said now,
yeah.
with these people that go, oh, the Democrats are out to get Trump. Or whoever came up with the conspiracy theory that W took down the towers. There's something really fucking wrong with you. Now listen, I've been watching some documentaries and America has done some terrible, terrible things. Things that are not heavily reported. Terrible, terrible things. But killing their own people for some undisclosed reason is generally not in our wheelhouse.
It's not about killing our own people. It's that in history, we have seen times where there have been times where our people have been allowed to be attacked to prompt us to go into war. Because if the public tide is against war, and then something big happens and they're like, oh, yeah, now let's go get them, that can spur people to make terrible, terrible decisions about whether to stop something or not.
Do you have an example?
You know, like with the whole conspiracy, you know, with the whole conspiracy thing, and I had this conversation with my brother on Sunday. You know, basically it boils down to two things. Okay, number one is that there is a conspiracy, and now hear me out on this: the conspiracy with the Democrats to get Trump out, with China to get Trump out, or it's just nature taking its course, and there's a virus that's killing a lot of people, and we got to get through it. As human beings, we have a thought process that thinks of things that could be a cause of something, you know, and we think that we're more brilliant than we are. Oh, it could be China, it could be the Democrats, when we really are just the people that our lives revolve around a ball of fire in the sky, and nature will do what nature will do, you know. So, it's just human nature to think outside, outside of reality or outside of paucity,
Joe, I've never loved you more. That was beautiful. Well put.
Yeah.
Kudos, Joe.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Who is this Joe Curry?
Take a break while I'm good. but that in a nutshell is the bottom line,
Yeah. No. But that's what I said last week. That's what I said last week. Sometimes bad shit just happens. If you look throughout human history, this is nothing new. This is nothing special. It's just happening to us right now. But the good thing is we have more tools at our disposal to hopefully end it if we're smart about it quicker than other times in human history. But we're not special. This isn't evil. This is just a virus, just like there's just bacteria. Things make you get sick. Things make you die. Cancer wasn't planted by the Republicans or the Democrats or the Chinese or the Russians. Cancer just sucks. It just does.
Are you
does.
Sure about that?
Yeah, but it's the same type of thing.
What's frustrating, too, is we're at war, and we're fighting an enemy we can't see, and it's killing a lot of people. You know how frustrating, that is? You know that you don't have something tangible to put your frustration or your anger.
You're right, but that's all the more reason to listen to the people who've studied this their whole life and let them do their thing. Let them work through the process. It's all the more reason, because it's that much more difficult because we can't see it.
Right. And it's that much more difficult to rouse people against a common enemy because they can't see it. It's like, I'm not saying that this is a good thing, but in the 40s, all those old Bugs Bunny cartoons, they had terrible cartoons of Japanese people because they were trying to make people, they were making fun of them, but they were trying to enrage people about those darn Japanese and look what they did and let's go get them. And so they became, very cartoonish, one-sided people, so that everybody could rally around and say, yeah, let's go get the bad guys. But not a common bad guy to look at here.
Now, also to compound the matter is that, people have lives, there's a lot of people sitting at home with nothing else better to do. And I was off this week, and I'm getting nutty. I'll give you an example. Okay, I've been cleaning my house and polishing my house, and then I track dirt in the house. And I'm telling them, I go, you just vacuum. You're tracking dirt in the house? Yeah, because they just came from outside. Well, you got to be more. I told myself to go fuck myself, okay? I was so pissed off that I didn't talk to myself the rest of the day. Okay? Now, meanwhile, I got my deer outside, and I go out to this. I throw them apples. They're not coming around. What's the matter? You don't like me? I had to wait online to get the apples. Where are you? Then they come around, and then Donna, the lead deer, is giving me a dirty look because I'm taking pictures, and I'm like, really? You got some pair of balls, lady. I go, I fed you. I threw you grain. I threw you apples. You're all laying around in the woods. You look like an Italian house after the big meal on Sunday, and you've got balls to look at me like that? You watch too much TV. This was my fucking week. I got to get back to selling plumbing supplies.
I got to tell you, Joe, that whole thing sounded a lot better than what I've seen on social media.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take long to lose your marbles. I mean, you got, you know, it's like, and especially, you know, the way my week usually runs a normal time. Get up, I go to a writing meeting, go to the day program, writing show, prep for the show, band rehearsal, gig, writing meeting, blah, blah, blah. And now it's just, you know, go to the day program and get home in time to watch the last 15 minutes of Adam 12. That's my fucking week now.
Well, I'm glad you gave yourself a stern speaking to about the tracking the dirt in, though.
I told myself to go fuck myself. I'm like, well, what do you think? I'm sure outside. That's where I was. Yeah, well,
but Joe, you're home alone and you have unlimited porn. You can go fuck yourself. You can do that as much as you'd like. If more people went and fucked themselves, they'd have less time to write stupid shit on Facebook.
Yeah, but people are sitting around and not working. They're frustrated, and you know, you get, well, maybe this could happen. Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe it could. You know, what are you going to do?
Can't they watch Days of Our Lives? I don't know. All right. So we did we had our first Zoom comedy show, the first Laugh at Home comedy show. I got to say, it was very well received by the audience. This was kind of fun to watch. Some of the comics actually did crowd work, so because they could see the people who left their cameras on. So it's just kind of, you got to wrap your mind around this. A comic in his basement is making fun of your silly ass in your basement. It's kind of amusing.
Funny. How did it work out, though, timing-wise? Did that work?
The technology is good enough. It works.
Okay.
There wasn't really a lag. The sound was good. The way the instructions I gave the comics on what I wanted them to see, what I wanted people to see on the screen as they did their performance, I think really enhanced it. The audience had a great time. I got a lot of very positive feedback. You know, somebody's like, "Oh, I want to see this every Saturday." I'm like, "Eh, we're not going to do it every Saturday," but I had some of the comics actually come up to me, and Joe, I'm sure you would appreciate this. I'm sure you're feeling what I'm feeling. Everybody, all the comics are feeling. They go, "You know what? I really needed that." So
yeah. Because, let me tell you something. I've had a problem lately where I keep on forgetting I'm not on stage because I was at Home Depot last week, and there was two people at the self-checkout. I'm online doing the whole social distance thing, and then I'm watching people, and there's an arrow saying go around, and then these two people are just standing there. I go, there's an arrow. I go, lady, follow that guy. He's going to lead you to freedom. And the woman goes, I'm not stupid. And I go, I put that to a vote.
Then did you look left and right and go, am I right, folks? Am I right?
And I said to myself, I'm not on stage. You're not on stage. You slip. I'm sorry. This is what we do. I slipped.
I have not done that. I have just noticed I've been a lot funnier at the post office. I've been really doing well when I've gone to the post office in the lobby. I really feel good about my set. Because usually I'm very friendly, nice. But now I'm throwing in a little, not material, but I'm being witty. A little repartee. Because I got no place else to do it.
We're trying to get it any way we can. It was at the supermarket on Saturday. And I forgot what I said. I was trying to do a humorous line. And there was sort of a lag before the girl started to chuckle a little bit. And while I'm waiting, I'm like, that's a great line. Why you're not – really? Really? That's a great line. Threw you a great line. He said, oh, okay, good. All right.
You know, it's a shame that you had to waste such a great line at the produce section trying to find a nice melon to buy. It's such a shame.
Where am I going to go? There's no place to go. I got to go to Best Yet and buy apples for the stupid deer that don't appreciate me at the time.
Well, yeah. Joe. The apples might have been the ones that were like were created in a lab that you used to talk about that taste like shit. Maybe they're not impressed either.
See,
I remember your jokes.
I know the greengrocer section is really hopping right now. I just wanted to know who books that.
Yeah. You know what's funny about the Zoom thing? Here's the problem with the Zoom thing. You have to convince people to turn on their microphones, but in order to really want them to have their microphones open with the technology, it's best if they have headphones on. So not everybody has headphones on, so then their mics are closed. So then, like, say you have, like, 20 people watching. If only, like, 4 people have their mics on, it feels like you're doing those mics when you started out. It's like you really got to fight yourself. Another interesting thing I noticed from watching the other comics and myself is we're all rusty as hell. Now, the audience can't tell because the people who I put on, I've been doing this so long and are so good that, you know, no matter what's going on, they can deliver a quality show. But we all, I noticed, would look down. What are we looking down for? We're looking down at the fucking notes that are right below the screen.
Because
we don't remember our set.
I can understand that.
And the funny thing is like, I got to, like, on paper, I don't know if it's going to happen. I was supposed to be at Uncle Vinny's Saturday with Levy, and I'm sure the show was – I just feel like calling Dina when, you know, I don't want to insult the guy's intelligence, you know, because I just feel bad that all this is happening. But I was saying to myself, I go, if that show for some crazy reason was a go, I'm like, I don't know what that – I got a whole, you know, list of stuff, but though I talk about the whole time of this stuff – Where do I go with my act? Where is some stuff that I talked about literally 2 months ago? Is it even relevant now?
Well, I will say this. I open, because you know me, I'm a little bit of a comedy kamikaze. So I always open with new shit, which is the last thing you should do. I opened with 5 minutes of COVID-19 material like I did on the other Zoom show. I was pretty much and I'm hosting these shows. I'm pretty much the only one that's really doing a lot of COVID-19 material that I've seen so far. Maybe other comics don't want to talk about it. I don't know what it is, but I mean, now when I come back to the clubs, I'm not going to open with it, but it would be part of my set because it's a shared experience, and that's, you know, one of the things comics talk about. You could talk about yourself.
I've got a list I'm compiling of stuff that I've written that I probably could do 5 to 6.
Yeah.
On what's going on, you know. Plus, I wrote a couple other things. You know, you got time to think, and I just started jotting notes together. I'm going to actually start to put some stuff together, because who knows? I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's going to happen. Obviously, I don't think it is.
It's not happening this Thursday, Joe. I'll tell you that.
No, I don't. I doubt it. And even I'm supposed to be at Mohegan in Pennsylvania the 29th and 30th. I doubt that's happening. That place is locked tighter in a crab's ass. So, you know, who knows? But you do start to think, because I go, I bet all these thoughts and things I've been jotting down, I need to put into a list and make a list, because basically when everything comes back, I want to be able to run out to the club with this stuff. And I go, oh, holy shit, what am I going to talk about? Well, you had 2 months to figure stuff out.
Well, we're all going to be that way. You know, in two weeks, I was supposed to be at a club in Buffalo. It's an A club. I've been trying to get in there for a couple of years. So I finally got the date a couple of months ago. Date's gone. You know, it is what it is. They're not going to, you know, that county in New York isn't opening up until June. And who knows when the clubs will open up. It is what it is. Now, there is a comedy club that did open up in Fort Myers, a club that I play. And they opened up with 25% capacity. I just don't know how long you can do that. The owner seems to think that they're going to open, that eventually they'll be able to go to 50% capacity. But again, my understanding, and I'm not an expert, my understanding is that restaurants and bars can't really operate on margins where they're only doing 50% capacity a couple times a week. I don't know how you can sustain that.
No, you really can't.
You know,
how are you supposed to have the same amount of staff or slightly less than the same amount of staff that you normally do?
It's almost like what you're doing with the comedy, the online comedy show.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's see if we can do this. Let's give it a shot, you know, and see what we can do. You know, and if it's working, it's working. If it's not, well, at least we tried. We just didn't sit in our hands and go, oh, well. I mean,
I will tell Dave Landau
is going to is in Florida this weekend working. Hopefully, maybe even the date that we have, that the weekend we have down there.
He's working. Where is he in Fort Myers?
Yeah, is that the one that we still have? Right.
No, we don't have that one. We have Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor, yeah. So, you know,
so okay, so he's going down to Fort Myers. That's the club I was talking about.
I think so.
Laughing?
You know what? I forgot. All I know is that the club is open. They opened last week.
Yep, that's the one. They're the only club
that's
open.
Probably it.
I mean, listen. I mean, I'm glad the date held. I hope they make money. I just don't know. I'll tell you what, though. The technology we're using, the Zoom technology, there's other programs. Zoom's not the only one. They're the popular one right now. But, yeah, I even saw somebody put a conspiracy theory like, hey, where were Zoom's stock before this happened? Maybe Zoom caused this. It's like, oh, my God. Anyway, there's other conferencing websites. You can certainly play our programs. You can certainly play around with it. This Zoom technology is the next best thing to being in a comedy club, because it's not it's not quite as passive as just like turning on Netflix or Comedy Central and watching a comedy special. The comics,
the way a lot of things are going to be done. A lot of, you know, here's the thing. Some companies, including mine, we're thinking about, you know, getting everything back to normal. And we have four of us work from the office; the rest work at home. And the IT guy and one of my owners were discussing on, you know, bringing everybody back in. And, you know, my IT guy was like, you know what, you might want to just keep people at home, you know, and then maybe gradually bring them on, not bringing everybody at once.
Yeah,
like that.
There's
and
no reason.
One of my customers are saying that they're getting called back in, but he's not sure whether they want to go in. Maybe they work from home. Working from home is going to be the next big thing, where office space, they're talking about, like, you know, the companies are going to look at what they spend on office space. And so on and so forth. Also, one of the lines that I'm the specialist on, I had to go in, and we had a Northeast Regional Managers meeting. And usually, you fly in for that. You know, due to the COVID crisis, we all, you know, everybody was calling in from their offices. And I was talking to my boss about it, and we were discussing what we thought of the meeting. And my boss said, "Hey, at least I didn't have to fly in to go to this meeting and stuff like that. I was able to sit in my office and look at, you know."
Oh, it's all
and
changing.
You think about what the bottom line you save on airfare, the bottom line that you save on hotels, you know, car rental and stuff, being out of the office. And what we've been doing during the day program is doing seminar. A lot of our product lines have been doing seminar. Matter of fact, this week, I 11 o'clock every day, I have about an hour seminar. And it's good, because it's actually, if you went there – and they're showing you, and you're sitting there, you're watching all the material and stuff like that. I don't need to fly there, and so it's going to be something that's going to be a game changer on how working offices are done.
I'll give you another game changer. So drive-in movie theaters are coming back. Now, in my town, we have one. I've been up here 15 years. I've gone one time. And here's why. And here's why I don't like drive-in movie theaters, because the two times I've gone to drive-in movie theaters, my car battery dies. So that's why
no.
I don't like it. Yeah, because you got to run the engine, or not even run the engine. You got to run the battery because you listen through your car radio on like an FM station.
Right.
It's not like the old days where they put a speaker on the car.
Right.
So
I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you
got
to run your car for 2 hours, or if it's a double feature, 5 hours, whatever it is. So that's why I don't like going. But they're coming back.
Right.
And we have one in this town. And so, like, everybody's like, oh, where do you go? Where do you go? New York Times puts out an article that my town has a drive-in movie theater. Now, from what I understand, from what my wife was telling me, word on the street, I don't know, the hens gossip, there's new feed, somebody laid an egg, hey, did you hear about the drive-in? You know.
Wait, is that Rooster Handsome?
Yeah, yes, that's never about me. But yeah, he's a real cock. Anyway, but the word on the street is, so the people, the locals are very upset, because now you have people coming from all over bringing, and you don't know who's healthy and not healthy. They're going to use our supermarket to use their bathroom. They're going to get infection all over the place. And plus, it's going to be a lot of traffic and everything. So the people are like really upset. And I'm like, well, I mean, you can't blame the movie theater, but I'm like, why would I want to go to the movies anyway? First of all, none of the movie studios are releasing new shit to the movie theaters right now. They'd rather run it on Netflix or Amazon online. They'd rather do that. And second, I'm like, well, I can watch movies in my backyard. I'll set up that fucking screen. I'm happy with that. But But to bring it back around, yes, Joe, we're going to see like certain businesses like movie theaters take a hit, where something like a drive-in movie theater could be huge, because you could also watch, you could also like stream live performances there. I've seen things where in Germany they had like a rave where like you had like the a DJ going, and they're like all these cars are listening, and you're dancing in your car. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on.
People want to get out. I mean, you go past the Starbucks, there's a 17 car line to get in there. I wouldn't wait. I would say go to hell. You know, and the funny thing is that you just get accustomed, like the bank. I went to the bank again to put, you know, the one that holds my mortgage, to put some money in. And once again, the bank opens at 8. Opens at 9. I got there at 8:20, and I got out of there at 9:15.
You know? Oh, wow.
The only good thing about it is it's like, what I'll do is, if I know I'm doing something like that, if I'm waiting for my car to be repaired or something like that, I'll bring stuff to do. Now, the simple fact that I got back to you and said, hey, on the Jane story, we have all these shows. I sat in that car for that hour, and I went, that's what I did. That was my project, to go through all that stuff. So when I pulled away, I'm like, well, I sat there, but I did something. I would have spent that hour at home finding those clips, but I utilized my time.
Good man.
To do it in the car. So, you know, but you adapt yourself to the situation at hand. How long are we going to have patience with it? Well, longer than we expected, but I don't know how much longer.
All right. Should we
Go. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, you know, we've adapted to things like this before. Davin's a little young, but remember the gas crisis in the 70s, where we used to sit on gas lines forever. We brought snacks. We brought projects.
Oh, yeah. I remember as a kid, we used to switch. One of my jobs at the fence company was switching the odd and even plates in the trucks, and then going over with the truck to get filled up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to do one 90-day fiancé relationship type of question, or do you want to take the break?
No, we do 90-day fiancé.
All right, I got a whole list of them. I'm not going to do them now because this segment's already running long. But we'll do one. We'll do one discussion.
Okay.
Are you guys watching 90-Day Fiancé?
No.
No, but you've got us intrigued.
Oh, my God.
I'm not being facetious because, I was kind of stoked last week and you didn't. Fuck you, but tell us now.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's what I like about 90-Day Fiancé. You guys know, like, I watch a lot. I watch a lot of news. I love watching the show Vice, which is like mini documentaries. Used to be on HBO at Showtime. Like, they depress the hell out of me sometimes. Sometimes they bring me to tears. But I always fucking learn something. So I'm always watching like this heavy shit. 90 Day Fiancé is not that. It is complete mental popcorn. So it's nice to kind of like unwind with some bullshit. Okay. You guys there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So Ed, do you got Ed is this guy? I think he's 52. He's 4'11". He's got the body of a sugar cube. But
probably a shitload of dough in the bank to lure these girls.
No, he's not. He doesn't.
Jesus.
And he must have something wrong with his neck. You know how somebody goes, "Oh, they don't have a neck." This guy really has no fucking neck. I've never seen anything like this. Anyway, so that's Ed. And his girlfriend is from the Philippines. She's 23 years old. I've talked about her before. Rose, living in abject poverty. It's terrible. Pretty girl. She may have been married before. She has a 5-year-old son named Prince. So that's the backstory about this. They're getting to know each other. This is from several weeks ago. For all you 90-Day Fiancé watchers, I know I'm a little bit behind, but we have other shit to talk about. I'm sorry. Anyway. So they go away to a hotel. Ed buys Rosemary a couple of gifts. That's very nice. Buys her lingerie. A little fucking pushy, to be honest.
Yeah.
A little pushy. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. Although, okay. I think you should be together a certain amount of time before you start buying somebody lingerie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
So, I mean, they've been talking on the phone or on Facebook, whatever, and on the phone for several months. But still, a little much. You just arrived. Slow your roll, Sugar Cube. Slow your roll. But, okay, but that's not my point. In addition to the lingerie, he buys her another gift. It's, in my opinion, it's an inappropriate gift. Not like sexually inappropriate, just inappropriate. Would you guys like to hazard a guess what he would buy this woman?
Cookware.
Oh, very good. Okay.
That's really good. I was going to say something like an exercise item or a diet plan item.
That's another good one, too.
A Peloton. Sweet. Here, I packed it from America to the Philippines.
Yeah, really.
Pip, you are closer. Joe, still an excellent guess, in my opinion. But Pip, you are closer. He bought this woman toothpaste and a toothbrush because he thinks her breath stinks. And he fucking tells her.
Oh, wow.
Joanne's gift.
Ah, she would never spend that type of dough.
He consulted her.
Can you... Can you imagine?
I got Raymond noodles for an anniversary present.
Oh, my God.
That's... can you imagine giving somebody who you're really just getting to know? You're romantically interested. I understand their breath stinks. So I could never do that.
Lisa says it's Rosemary's facial expression. It's priceless.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Can we just stop for a moment? Christ almighty, about 30 minutes ago, we were just discussing with conspiracy theories how you can't believe how people are so stupid. But meanwhile, you're flabbergasted at this.
Because you're trying to get laid, Joe. You're trying to get laid.
Okay.
Do you understand? Yeah, no. It's very primal, Joe. It's very primal. I want to put this thing, this little attachment to my sugar cube, into that thing. How can I close that deal? Colgate is not the way to go.
Pressed.
Ooh, Aquafresh, my favorite. So,
you know what? What he should have done, if that was a play, is a pitch. I just want to let you know, in America, we have these group of people that are bent on a destruction. They're called cavity creeps. And this is the way you fight them.
Cavity, wow.
People know there's gangs. You got the Bloods, the Crips, you got the cavity creeps.
That is so dated and so obscure, I am very impressed. I mean, usually your shit is just dated, but that's dated and obscure. That is very impressive, yeah. Joe.
I just think, well, Leif also said, no tact on Ed's part. And I'm just like, you know, listen, sometimes there are places and times where you have to say to someone that you love or someone you work with, maybe even, and just say, I'm sorry, this is embarrassing, but I just want to tell you this. And it's kind of for the person's own good kind of thing, but you're really weighed gently into this. And you really don't bring that up right away if you're trying to get in someone's pants.
I tell you how this turned out, I will give you a personal experience from my life and how me, the pussy that I am, handles things. Because I would not do. I've talked about it before. You know, as much as I'm willing to get in people's faces in some instances, there are other instances where I am a complete pussy.
Yeah, you got to pick and choose your battles. Yeah,
that's what makes me smarter than the average stupid person.
Right.
I pick my battles. So I was dating this girl for a very short time. I've talked about it before. She was very selfish in bed. It was all about her. We never had sex because the night she wanted to come over, she was a virgin. The night she wanted to come over for sex, I was really, really ill. I fell asleep during an Aerosmith concert. I think I had the first case of COVID-19, to be honest. Anyway.
You fell asleep during an Aerosmith concert.
Aerosmith,
oh, man.
Aerosmith and Jackal. And if you know Jackal, they play with fucking chainsaws. That's how sick I was.
What were you in a fucking coma?
Dude, I was really, really fucking sick. So,
dude, I fell asleep at a Blue Cheer concert in Maxwell's.
I don't even know what that is.
That's just as bad. A Blue Cheer, that's just as bad.
So, but like, yeah. I wasn't sick before the concert. Like, me and my friend Scott, who went to the concert, we both got really sick. And so she calls me that night. and she wants to come over and lose her virginity to me. And I'm like, no, I passed. One, because I knew I wasn't that into her. And that's when I was kind of a fucking gentleman. And two, I wasn't feeling that great. But really, if I was a real fucking man, I would have done it anyway. I'm a little bit of a puss.
No.
You wouldn't have enjoyed yourself. I've been to a concert singing when I went to Maiden with the stomach flu. I know what it's like.
Anyway, that was not the point of this. So the point of this is, she had bad body odor.
Oh.
Like, I'm not talking about down below. I'm talking about, you know, you just worked out at the gym and maybe you didn't shower. That type of body odor.
All the time?
Enough where I fucking noticed.
Yeah, ooh.
So I, being the pussy that I am, I never confronted her. It was just a reason to break up.
Listen, that sounds very Seinfeld. That's like, she had man hands.
Yeah, I thought that too. But I think But I'm not insulting her that way. I'm not saying you stink. I'm saying this isn't working out. If it's a choice between the two, I'd rather hear this isn't working out than you stink.
Yeah, that's the nice way to go. But how old were you at the time?
I was in college.
Okay. All right.
I was approaching manhood. One day I'll get there.
I
really would have rather have been told.
Really? Then you and I should have a conversation. Would you like to do it on the air or off the air?
You know what? Let's have off the air. Okay. I know about my feet. I already know.
That's right. I did. Yeah, your feet did stink that time. But I'm not trying to get in your pants. I'm just being your friend. There's a difference. Like, let's be honest. If I'm trying to get in your pants, I'm going to fucking put a nose clip on my fucking nose, a clip on my nose, and I'm going to suck it up, buttercup, because I'm trying to get in your pants. But you're my friend. I love you for different reasons. I'm not trying to get in your pants. I just think you should know. Put on your fucking shoes in my house, you animal.
I know. I had a stinky foot day.
You certainly did.
What's that?
I just said you certainly did. Anyway.
I know I did. But, you know, but even so, if you have this, if you can smell it, then other people can smell it, and people need to be told.
But not in a new relationship. You and I have been friends for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Because if I'm telling you something, you know it's coming from a good place. You know,
right.
You know. We have a history together. We bust each other's chops. We know enough about each other. If I'm bringing it up, you know it must really be bad. Because I overlook a lot of stuff.
believe me, there were some people I know that need a bath. I mean, that could singe your nostril hairs off, you know? But what are you going to do?
Right. So I took the approach of not saying anything. Ed took the opposite approach. So he tells Rosemary this. He's like, you know, in the United States, you know, it's very important to have fresh breath, this, that, the other thing. Like he's some type of fucking medical expert. Hey, grow to 5 fucking feet before you become Dr. Fauci. All right, settle the fuck down, stupid. Anyway.
I think that it's probably, I didn't see him do it, but there's probably a more tactful timing that he could have used on.
I'll tell you one thing. The timing is not right after you hand her the lingerie.
No. Oh, God, no. Here, I want you to please me with this, and please, clean yourself up a little.
And here's where it got worse for Ed. Rosemary says, I brush my teeth all the time. It's not from my teeth. It's from my stomach. I have an ulcer.
Oh, no.
At that moment, that sugar cube needs to find a horse and get himself eaten.
Oh God!
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. You feel like shit. You had to do. And listen, I get it. Nobody wants to make out with garbage mouth. I get it. But you know what? You'll kiss her after she sucks your dick. You know, pick your battles, stupid. Pick your battles.
Really? Oh my God.
I gave you toothpaste and a toothbrush because your breath smells. Well, because it's not my breath; it's from an ulcer. They're meant for each other.
No, she's too good for him.
Yeah, that was really pretty bad. Oh, God.
Next week, there'll be another story about Ed and Rosemary. I had a whole bunch of things, but it's getting late. But, yeah, so we agree. You're dating online for, like, a couple months. You've been together in person for a week or two. Probably a little too soon for lingerie and fighting the cavity creeps.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Too soon for both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for two weeks.
Oh God, dude!
I love this. I love this.
Thinking.
Do you guys now? Do you guys see why I love this 90 Day Fiance?
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there.
And I will tell.
Yeah,
Lisa
said it's her guilty pleasure too.
I don't feel guilty at all.
It's going on. I got to check it out. What channel is it on?
TLC. You have it. Basic cable. You got it.
Yeah, no, I got it. TLC. I'm going to have to check it out because I thought it was all this schmaltzy stuff. But if it's these morons putting their foot in cow shit every 20 minutes.
Yes! That's what it is. Morons putting their cells in cow shit every 20 minutes. Why aren't you doing marketing?
And I think
that would be great.
And I think that you look at it and look, nobody, when they start dating, is Mr. Suave. You do your fair share of dumb shit, and I don't care who you are. I've done mine, plenty of it.
We know.
So when you look at that, when you watch the show, you're like, oh, why? Oh, I didn't do something that stupid, but it reminds me of the time, you know. And you just sit there, you cringe, not only for these people, but, you know, maybe you didn't do stuff as stupid, but, you know, just, you know, shit that you're like, ugh. You think back and go, oh, why?
I got to tell you, man, more often than not on this show, the Americans come off really bad and go, well, that's why you're single. You're not good at this.
God.
Oh, yeah, of course. That stuff, yeah, of course. That's why you're single. Because, you know, you look at a guy like that and you're like, you know, well, can he find somebody here? Apparently not. Now, apparently he's going abroad and ain't working out there either.
They look like when they're together, they look like the number 10. But I don't mean like the round 10. I mean like the Texas Instruments calculator from the 80s 10 where it's kind of a square.
Jot that line down.
Where am I going to use that, Joe?
I call that a vault joke. You use it now. You might not use it in about 10 years, but there's going to be a moment where it's just sitting there and go, here, and you grab it and you use it. That's a vault line.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Texas Instruments.
That's a great line.
But no, I mean, you know, I often talk about on this show physical attractiveness, which is ironic when it's coming from me. But I'm aware. I fucking get it. You see me. I see me. Fucking settle down. But...
We're all lookers on this show.
Well, absolutely. You need to be aware. You're 52, she's 23. Yeah, you're not rich, but you got a way better lifestyle. But she's a pretty good-looking piece of ass over there. You need to understand. You need to keep this shit going. Because I got to tell you, when you come back to the States, you're not getting a 23-year-old unless it's a dude who's getting paid a wage for it.
Yeah, really. And plus, you know, 52 and 23... you don't have that much in common either.
Who does Ed think he is? Kumia? He's not fucking Kumia. He needs to fucking slow down.
Yeah. You need a big compound for that.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? All bets are off for attractiveness if you have a lot of money or you're very famous. He's neither. You got to understand that. You know what? Hold your nose when you make out with garbage mouth. It'll be okay.
Yeah, and look, you know, and even though she says she's got bad breath because of an ulcer, I know it's all sexy talk, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the same guy, I think I brought this up, this is the same guy that told her to shave her legs.
No, no.
Yes, I wouldn't lie
to
you.
Dude. Oh, man. I don't know. I'd be looking at that dirt floor with a little bit of sentiment and love right now.
Yeah. You know what? My hovel doesn't seem so bad because you're not there, Ed. You're not in my hovel.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, because usually they do a little preamble before they get into the story. How was his dating life? Was he married?
He was married. He's got a 29-year-old daughter. He hasn't been in a relationship for like 12 or 14 years. It's been a Sahara desert.
Right.
And now I can see why. It's hard to find another sugar cube.
God, stupid cube.
Anyway, so that's today's 90 Day Fiance. I have more of them.
One more quick question.
Yes.
How old's his daughter?
29.
So the daughter, they're dating somebody like 7 years younger.
Six years younger.
6 years younger.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the daughter say? Because they probably asked, how does the daughter feel about
The daughter was not. The daughter wouldn't talk to him for the longest time. She did say goodbye to him before he left.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I don't blame Ed for doing this. Just be fucking aware of the situation. Realize you're going to, like, he's like, does she really love me for me? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
It's like, Ed, look in a mirror.
Ed, nobody on this continent loves you for you. You're obviously out of fucking options.
Yeah, this show should be called How Not to Get Laid.
Yeah, seriously. You know what? I should be a writer for the show. I know how. I've been very good at that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to
use up my own continent.
They need your help.
That's true. You know, if you're in a 12 and 14 year slump in this continent, North America, and you got to fly to the fucking Philippines, you got to understand. You're gonna have to put up with some shit because this isn't coming. You're not gonna live to 104.
Yeah, and it's funny, and it's also a cultural thing. You know, who knows what their culture is.
You know how bad it is? You know how bad it is when the girl who lives in a hovel, and not even her own hovel, her sister's hovel behind the store, who has a 5-year-old son, when I look at that girl and go, she's too good for him. That's how fucking bad you are.
Yeah, and not only am I going back, I'm fucking decorating and never leaving. Because if this is what I got to look for,
so next week I will start the 90 Day Fiance segment off with another Ed and Rosemary story because I had another one in the chamber ready to go.
Lisa
says the funnier couple is Ash and Avery.
Well, dear, stick around because I'm going to want Joe's opinion on that. I actually had a very lengthy conversation about Ash and Avery with my wife last week. About one of the fights they got into. Actually, I believe, Joe, you will have a perspective on this. Pip, you will have a perspective on this. This will be a situation where we will all certainly have strong opinions because it'll be something that we can all relate to in one way or another.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ash and... But at least Ash and Avery are both, like, attractive. Like...
Oh, well... Right. Oh, good. So you have something to look at while they're acting like morons.
No, but it's
how
like,
old are they?
But it's not. I think they're in their 30s. But no, but yeah, but it's not like where you go. Well, this one, you better fucking mind your P's and Q's because you're not getting someone like this again. They're both very attractive people. They both seem very nice people.
Right.
They just had right. some. They have good fights. There's lots of good fights. Lots of good fights.
Oh, good.
All right, I gotta take a break. That was a lot of fun. On all the things. Come back, we'll talk about the Texas salon owner who was thrown in jail for opening up when she wasn't supposed to. And we'll talk about public shaming and farting spreading COVID-19 and teens getting a driver's license without taking a road test, which Joe has strong feelings about. So a lot of good stuff when we come back. We'll take a break. On the break, we got new music from DJ Rob DeBlanc, with his song Don't Be Scared. And you can learn more about him at khb-music.de. We will be